The protesters spent their President's Day silently standing arm in arm, lining every inch of walking space as lawmakers made their daily trek from the General Assembly building to the state capitol. They were brought there in protest over bills that would define embryos as people, require transvaginal ultrasounds of women seeking abortions, and cut state aid to poor women seeking abortions. Protesters and Democratic lawmakers held a Capitol Square rally following the afternoon session. Democratic Senator Barbara Favola of Arlington called the legislation before the General Assembly this year one of the most important civil rights battles of our century.
We have never, ever seen legislation that is as intrusive and demeaning as the legislation these guys are passing. And I say guys because it's mainly guys. Folks who've never had to make a decision about their personal bodies, folks who don't have to worry about directly getting reproductive health care. We have this ultrasound bill. The first time that anybody can ever remember the General Assembly passing a law that actually tells a doctor how to practice medicine. That's outrageous. It's just outrageous. This law mandates, it's not medically necessary, but mandates when a woman needs to have an ultrasound before she goes for an abortion. Because it's not medically necessary, there are insurance companies who are not going to cover it. Women who don't have insurance coverage will be in a very difficult situation, and even those of us who do have insurance, it probably won't be covered because it's not medically necessary. It's not a medically necessary procedure. To me, it is emotional blackmail. We have to stop this. I wish I could tell you it would be easy. It will not be. You have to write to every legislator. You have to visit every legislator. You have to get on the news. We have to get this word out there.
Democratic Delegate Vivian Watts of Fairfax says the so-called personhood bill also serves as an attack on contraception.
Conception is the joining of egg and sperm. If you protect conception, by definition, you are outlawing contraception. You are outlawing birth control. I get the material handed to me just last year from the Human Life Alliance that says, what about birth control? It is an abortion because it keeps a fertilized egg from implanting.
Democratic Delegate David England of Alexandria.
Virginians far and wide are opposed to these extremist measures that House Republicans are trying to push on us. Governor McDonnell, in his State of the Commonwealth address, he warned the new Republican majority against overreach and against arrogance. They're literally reaching into women's bodies with their legislation, and they're claiming this isn't overreach. Now, Republicans have 68 votes in the House of Delegates. We Democrats, we have 32 votes. All we need is 19 Republicans to stand up and say that before you penetrate a woman's body, you should get her consent.
Ramey Connolly is a member of the Richmond Reproductive Freedom Project.
I represent the 1 in 3 women who will need abortion services during her lifetime. Chances are that with a simple turn of your head, you are looking at a woman who will need an abortion in her lifetime. And that's not anything to be ashamed of. Because 1 in 3 is not an anomaly. We are not abnormal and we are not immoral, and we refuse to be treated as such any longer. When legislators interject themselves between women and our bodies, they dehumanize us. They force us to disconnect from our identities, and they effectively delegitimize our experiences and our lives. This is a violation of our human right to dignity.
Two of the abortion bills were scheduled for debate yesterday, but were passed by for the day following the morning protest. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.